Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul makes it very clear that the mystery which was hid from men in time past is now clearly revealed in the preaching of the gospel of Christ. God intends that his people understand the plain truth of the scripture. There are no mysterious prophecies to be fulfilled, since all prophecy is centered in Jesus Christ and his purpose to redeem his elect. God's purpose in the earth is now made clear as the Lord sends his preachers into the earth to proclaim it. Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners, whether they be Jew or Gentile, bond or free. He has purchased everlasting and complete redemption for all of those which were given to him in the eternal covenant of grace. It is this gospel which is declared through those whom the Lord has been pleased to send to this work in the earth. He could have used any means to declare the gospel of his redemption which he wanted to. He chose to use sinful men for this task, not out of any urgency, necessity, nor because they had some natural ability to perform it, but simply because it seemed good in his sight. Those into whose hands this glorious message is committed are sent into the world not to play upon man's emotions, satisfy his religious need, nor to appeal to his philosophical intellect, but to plainly declare the accomplished redemption of the Son of God. They are not sent to titillate the imaginations of their hearers with fantastic interpretations of obscure passages of Scripture, but to exalt him who has triumphed over death and is the center of all prophetic truth. The gospel of Christ Jesus is a glorious message to sinners of the fact that Jesus Christ has alone purchased redemption for sinful men, imputing their sin to himself and his righteousness to them. This is a message about an accomplished redemption, and not one which must yet be agreed with in order to be effectual. He has obtained it for those he intended to obtain it for, and it cannot be overturned or fail in any sense. Paul says that God has committed this gospel into the hands of men whom he likens to earthen vessels. Christ will have all of the glory in the gospel as well as in its declaration.